Shalom Boker Tov. We are in 11th of Nisan, one day after Asirit. We remember that the Asirit is the time that we take the Seh. Seh is the Lamb. The Seh is Shabbat HaGadol. That's the Shabbat. And for 5 days, every day is 10 Yud Sefirot. Every day is a Yud complete Sefirot. That each set is a 10 Sha'arim, and by 15th, which is the Moed, we are at the time that Moon, we said, in order to understand always Malchut, Moon is the Malchut, and Zeirampin is the Sun. And God, through Zeirampin, which is the Sun, and Malchut, which is the Moon, has shown exactly the interaction between Zeirampin and Malchut. Zachar v'nukva. Hitpashtut v'kabbalah. This is Malchut. Now we know that Moon, the more it gets closer to Sun, she becomes less and less and less and less and less. And by the time that she comes the closest to Sun, you don't see the Moon. That's Rosh Chodesh. That's Rosh Chodesh. That one night you don't see, because Moon is the closest to who? That means she reduced herself practically to nothing. And that's where she is closest to the Zachar, to Zeirampin, to the Sun. Now after that, she goes through the process of Hitrachakut. Follow these words and trust me, all these questions that previous to this you had, it'll be solved to you. Now then she goes through a process of 15 days, Yud-K, of Hitrachakut. The more, until she becomes Neged HaShemesh. That means opposite to the Shemesh. And then she's Bereayon. We call her at that time Yareach. At the beginning she is Levana. And then she becomes Yareach. She becomes the Fool. And that's where she is opposite to him standing. Now, Pesach, on the 15th, the first moon, which is called Av L'Regalim, that means that is Ma, the Or Chochma, the first day, on 15th, the Or Chochma, again, another terminology, Or Chochma, we receive, which is Av Chochma, the season that we start called, the first season, Aviv. That means Av Shel Yud Bet. That means this energy that we get the first night of Pesach is that Chochmah that will carry us all the way for 12 months. Of course, that night we know the Chochmah comes. And we will right now learn, Be'ezrat Hashem, when this Chochmah leaves, what light follows. Then we count, while we are in the second day of the Moed, we start counting Omer. We go 49 steps. We reach 6 of Sivan, that means the whole month of Iyar, which is Gevurah, we pass, we reach on 6, that's Matan Torah, that is Regel Sheni. So we see Regel Rishon v'Regel Sheni, Regel Rishon being Pesach, Regel Sheni being Shavuot, that's the second phase, is Da'at. So in this period,
what is the Yud-Bet again?
It's Aviv. Don't we start the Aviv?
Yeah, but Yud. The Aviv is
the Yud Bet Chodashim.
Okay.
Yud Bet Chodashim. And in the all the Ma'arechet that we have.
Pesach is Yud Dalet. I thought there was something.
No. Yud Bet, that's for Yud Bet Chodashim. What we get that Chodesh, that Or Shel that Chodesh, on the 15th, when it is Malchut Neged Hazeh Rampin, וברעיון התרחקות מזרמפין, יש לה רצון לקבל הכי גבוה. That's why she is מלא. And that day, that חוכמה. What is אור of מלכות? We said חוכמה, אור חוכמה. That אור חוכמה comes על בני ישראל. That חוכמה you need in order to make a יציאה עליו, the קליפה. That חוכמה, that kind of a רצון לקבל, a pure one. You need, that's why you keep it pure. That's why no חמץ. That means בענבות, ביראת השם. You get this, you keep it for 7 days to grow up, to become from one קטנות to another גדלות, קטנות גדלות. And then when you come Shavuot, you have it solid to that. That's the most important ma'arechet. Shne regalim out of shalosha regalim. What are shalosha regalim? The 4 phases that we learn. Because until you don't complete a 4 phase, which is 12 months, you have not created a kli shalem. To make a tikkun, any tikkun, it takes 1 year. It's not less than a year. You have to go through 4 phases. First 3 phases, Shaloshet Regalim, Regel Revi'i Ze Malchut, which we started from Purim. Shabbat Hagadol is that Malchut that we take, that Or Chochmah that we were successful to produce a vessel. Now we get that light in order to continue another 12 month. Energy of all the regalim, all the moadim, everything that you want is written now. It depends to Shabbat HaGadol Hazeh. So you have free will, you have destiny, because what is your destiny? Is the amount of Or Chochmah you receive. It's the capability of handling how much of Chokhmah. The choice is how much you can take, how much you can receive, how much responsible you could be, how pured yourself to allow what we said the Chokhmah is. It says you give a space to Hashem. What it is when you say, we said in the tefillah, we say, Melo'o kol ha'aretz kevodo. Now, kevodo, what is kevodo? This kavod vav. What is this vav? Ot emed. How much of this emed you have made a space in your life? Simple. How much space you have given to this vav, to this emed to be established within you? That is your emunah. That is the Shekhinah asa nachad ruach. That means the ruach of Shekhinah nacha. It's hovered to the space that you give it. Who gives the space? The one that has a free will. I have a free will. We said, again, and I'm sorry that I'm repeating, but because this is important to understand this part. It's not theory. It's let's go into this, read it, the thought comes back because they are so important. What is this Avodah Zarah? He says when a person has a Machshava Zarah, Miad Halev Mistaref, Hama'aseh Mistaref LeMachshava. That means your action, immediately your heart accepts to do what your mind wants, if it is Machshava Zara. But if it is Machshava Kedusha, no, the heart says, wait a minute. What do you want to do? You're crazy? Stop it. You say, what is this? This Avodah Zara, ta mukhan lasod chik-chak, echad shtayim. But Avodah Kedusha, you think about it. That's why Ramchal comes and says, Zarizut. That means, hey, you got the mitzvah in front of you. Don't start contemplating in your head. But I want to understand. follow what I'm saying, those words. But I want to have a bina. I know you are giving me a chokhmah, I see the chokhmah, but I want to understand what the chokhmah you are giving me. Yes.
The worst avodah zarah is getting angry. And they tell you that as a solution for not getting angry is to wait before...
Anger is not avodah zarah. It's not matter of, that's not concern of avodah zarah, the machshava. It starts in the machshava, in a thought. Follow. Whenever you come to a conclusion, logic, you go through your logic, whenever, and you come to a conclusion because you bring logic into implementing your thought, saying, this is my thought. If this thought has a slightest deviation from the thoughts of Emet, which is Torah, that's called Machshava Zara. Bravo. Now you took it what? You took it from the world of action to the world of thought. I want to understand this thought, this action of anger, what is the cause of it? I want to look at the seed first. I want to see where it started. It started sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. I want to understand the machshava. I don't want to get to the ma'aseh. Because if I bring the da'at in this level, I don't need to taste and experience everything in the world. I don't need to go through the process of anger, because we said midah keneged midah. That means if you have a machshava zara, you're going to have a avodah zara neged midah keneged midah for you to understand through your action that your thought was wrong. The chokhmah that you got, the machshava that you got was wrong. You made the wrong conclusion. You brought it to a logic. What is the process of logic? It's called bina.
But
you might,
maybe you don't implement it. Maybe you don't follow the action. It just stays in this state of machshava.
Let's go page kuf dalet, please.
I asked the question.
Yes.
For
a slightest deviated thought,
right.
Again, I don't like the word punishment. Midah keneged midah. God brings you to a circumstances. Follow. Circumstances. In action. For you to go through the process of the action, now whatever that action is, it could be sickness, it could be 25 cents missing. It could be anything. Losing a key. It could be anything. Brings you to an action, and that is betzedek. This is bahava. It's not by vengeance. There is no vengeance in Hashem. So what it comes brings you to a point for you to have an idea that what the thought was wrong, because you got to clean the thought. If you don't clean the thought, you want to say tefillah. What is our korban? Is the tefillah. Why the tefillah? So many Jews, they pray with all their heart, but it doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't. Because if 10 Jews pray really, honestly, sincerely, 10, they're going to finish the whole tikkun. So what's the problem? That the goof, the body, us, we are not clean enough in order our voice to reach. Because only in Egypt, God says, Tzaakat Abnei Israel Shamati. You see, he has to, this voice got to reach the height. And how this voice reaches to the height? When you find the inner truth within you, not outside you, inside you. And the whole thing is to go inside you, to find yourself who you are. And then when you got the other, now purify it, align it, correct it. Make it Ben Bachur. He killed all the bachur, no matter animal, what. I don't care. Only one bachur. I say, why? Because I want him, the one, to get the bracha. Bechor. For him to be, and that was the fight between Esav and Yaakov, is who is going to be Bechor. Yetziat Mitzrayim was for, to produce a concept called Bechor. That he can carry the bracha in order to finish the Tikkun HaOlam. And if the Jews understand this, voila, we are okay. We are more than okay. But we don't follow it. We don't. We go to find solution outside. It's not all the time to go inside too. You gotta go itbonen, come out, do the work outside, because outside helps you to understand the inside. You are a reflection of outside. The light comes from inside you. Now your goof, your skin, your basa has to become so cleansed that the light shines, the true light shines from inside and shines the whole world. Now you're going to become the star to the rest of the world. Lights to the rest of the world. That's what the Jews should be. Now, let's go to right on top of the page Kuf Dalet. We read the Ari. It says, Vehina haketer shebatzilut. It's Keter, the concept of Keter. Ma'ir bo Ein Sof. So we said Keter is really connected to Ein Sof, is part of Ein Sof. Bilti shum masach v'shum harchaka. There is no concept of masach in Keter, not whatsoever. Keter does not work on basis of masach. And harchaka, there is no aviyut in Keter. There is no Mirchak. Don't forget the game between moon and the sun is Leitkarev veLeitrachek. Chassidut says Shuvu veRatzu. You tap into Shabbat, boom, you go far. He says, at Havdalah, he says, you do kavana. What's the kavana? You know, suddenly you're going to go distance. Recognize the domain changes. Halchaka klal, lachel nikra keter ensof. That's Ari straight says, keter is aspect of ensof. Vechokhma mekabel al yadei keter. Now this is the language, it's beautiful. Now there is an aspect of Kabbalah. So Kabbalah starts from where? The concept of Kabbalah from Chochmah. Wherever there is Kabbalah, Lekabel, there is all Chochmah. From Ein Sof, one light comes out. First light comes out. The only light that comes out first, Bachur, is Chochmah. Now we understand the source of Bracha. Is this Chochmah. V'chochmah mekabel al yadei keter, ach, bina kibla or ha'ensof al yadei harchaka. It says, now bina gets light from Ein Sof. What happened? Chochmah in between here. He says, but she gets her light from Ein Sof, straight from Ein Sof, al yadei harchaka, by putting mirchak. Now, what is mirchak? Shinui tzura. Shinui tzura. The most important thing to understand in all our thought is what it is hafuch, makus. Hafuch. We're going to study that this harchaka is when something becomes hafuch. תריס חוכמה, בינה is הפוך של חוכמה. First, I want to tell you this to introduce in your mind. There is chokhma. Bina is hafuch lechokhma. Both of them receive their light from Ensof. So, chokhma, then there is a light that Bina, al yadei harchaka, receives from Ensof. And this light, it's exactly hafuch. And the word is hafuch from chokhmah. The chokhmah, the he'ara that you receive, is the thought. Boom, an idea. We call this bitush. You get hit. What is the spark? Is chokhmah. As soon as you grab it, is bina. Now, this is hafuch of what it was.
But we need this oppositeness to create oneness.
Follow. Your understanding is hafuch to the wisdom that brought that understanding. Let's read now. We have to understand this concept extremely well in order to understand the interaction between Chokhmah and Bina. Because the first light is Chokhmah. The what as sincere honestly that comes from Ein Sof is this Chokhmah.
It doesn't mention if it's Chokhmah is Harchaka or not, only for Bina.
Yeah.
Bina al Yadei Harchaka.
Chokhmah al Yadei what?
Kabbalah. That's the difference. Bravo. Chokhmah it doesn't ask it. She Keter gives it.
She
would not get the light that she wants. Kabbalah is no. The Kabbalah is straight. The light of Chokhmah comes from Keter to Chokhmah. We said straight. Al Yadei Kabbalah.
So this is why you mentioned the Machshava.
Bravo.
When the light hits the Chokhmah, this is like the spark that you.
Bravo.
You want it or not.
Bravo.
And then for doing it and applying it.
Bravo. Now you have to know what are the goodness that it is in the first bitush, the first heat, the idea that I didn't do it. There must be certain purity in that thing, more than what I, Bina, al yadei harchaka. What is shinui tzura? Harchaka. What is shinui? What is the ultimate shinui tzura? Hafuch. To be hafuch of what you are. How about be hafuch of what I understand? No.
It's straight.
We said straight. That's the whole point. No, it's not a fucharol. It's a straight. A straight, there is a light. There is Bechor, the first light coming from Ein Sof down. And it's Bechor. It's the first light. That's it. It's the only one. It's called Chokhmah.
He says there's no difference. But the Malchut of Keter, there's a Masach on that.
No. There is no such a thing. We said there is no neither Harchaka nor Masach.
But the Keter has Malchut, right?
Yeah. And there is none.
There's no Masach.
It's not, of course not. There is a Tzimtzum. There is no Masach. Masach is only in the Malchut of Atzilut. Now, let's go. V'chokhma mekabel al yedei Keter. Let's go to Or Pnimi Gimel. Hitpashtut Or Ein Sof hanimshach miketer. Berishona leolam. Don't forget, when he says Rosh Chodesh, Rishon lechodashim. Rishona. Rishon lechodashim. It's a Rosh. It's extremely important, the word that Rav uses here. Leolam nikra b'shem Or Chochma. So Rishon, Reshit Chochma, we say, is Rishon, is always Chochma. Vehechrechu, and the necessity who shekalul tekef beor hachokhma hu ratzon lekabel haor. Follow how important this point is. He says this chokhmah that comes with it, it's kalul, it's within it, embedded. It's part of his character, ratzon lekabel. But what kind of a ratzon lekabel? It's the type of a ratzon lekabel, because it comes from above to below. There's no exercise of free will here. Uh-huh. It comes from above to below. Ve'im lo ken, lo haya or en sof mechone belashon mit pashet. Now, I want most of you, all of you, know Baruch Hashem Hebrew. I want you to look at the word mitpashet and give me out of this word another word. One. Another one. From the word mitpashet, what other word we get? One is pashut. And we know that or and sof is or pashut. We studied this. That's correct. What else mitpashet means? Mitpashet in a literal translation English is illumination, to expansion, to illuminate, light that illuminates, light mitpashet that expands. Okay, fine. What else do you see in here? That is correct too. Bravo. Very beautiful. Very good. That's a. Boom! That's what keeps you going, keeps you. No. Now look at this. There is the word mishpat. The word mishpat. Mishpat le'Yakov, chok le'Israel. The word mishpat. That means what is mishpat? It's a judgment. Common sense. It's the type of a judgment that is common sense. So mitpashet has a certain ruleship in it. Right off bat. If it mitpashet, doesn't mitpashet just for nothing. If it shines, it has rules in it. It's simple, pashut, all is of its character. But mitpashet, that means it brings along a certain judgment. כמבואר, אמנם רצון לקבל זה אינה נחשב לשינוי צורה לאביות כל כך. This חוכמה or חוכמה has a רצון לקבל, but this רצון לקבל doesn't have really any אביות. It's kalush, but it's as pure as Ensof can give you. Because where this רצון comes, רצון לקבל, it comes with חוכמה. With Or Chokhmah. And where did Or Chokhmah come from? It comes from Ensof. Now, Yaakov wanted that Ratzon Lekabel. Okay, let's go. Here we are. So, היינו מקטר כי הרצון להשביע שבקטר מחויב בהחלט את הרצון לקבל שבחוכמה. Again, remember what he says, the היינו, מקטר. What comes to, let's go to three lines. אמנם רצון לקבל זה אינה נחשב לשינוי צורה ולאביות כל כך, מפני שרצון לקבל זו הגיע לה מכוח עליון. היינו מקטר, כי רצון להשפיע שבקטר, follow what the argument gives. You see, because of רצון להשפיע, because the father wants to affect, gives judgment. You see, every time you say to your son to do something, you give him משפט, but you want to להתפשט. You want to expand him. You want to train him. You want to make him better. So, מחויב בהחלט את הרצון לקבל שבחוכמה. What is this? כתר מחויב? He says, yes. If חוכמה doesn't have a רצון לקבל, how can כתר להשפיע? Follow what it says? It's a very, very sensitive thing to think. Hashem, wants to Lashpia,
right,
wants to Lit Pashet. He has to create with me a Ratzon Lekabel. How does he do it? Very simple. When you are young, it gives you plenty of something that you enjoy to deal with. Money gives you money. Whatever. So you taste the goodness of that power, that goodness. Then he takes the koach away, and then you miss it. Now you have a ratzon lekabel of that same thing you had. Because you knew, you know what it is to have it.
But it's not the rule. It doesn't necessarily happen like that.
It does.
I know many people that didn't have any...
something else.
Not only about money. Anything that has difficult life. From
you don't know their mind. You don't know what's going on in their life. You don't. There is no way you will see truth emit outside. Emet you will never ever find in pure sense outside.
But you can tell when the life is out, even if the heart is glowing and is happy. I mean, how you see someone that went through a lot. I mean, from
each is on tikkun. Each is tikkun.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that at the beginning everybody gets a lot. That I can see that.
You have part of the emunah is that God gives you goodness too. That God gives you... Now, wait a minute. If it gives you good qualities or good capabilities, like you see a child becomes a good pianist from age 3 to 2, God's gift. That gift is given to him to create. We said it's a chokhmah. And there is a ratzon lekabel in it. That means there is somewhere that this entity is going to reveal out of that goodness the ratzon lekabel. Because it comes with the chokhmah. But that ratzon lekabel that comes from Elyon is as purest as it can come. You can, which direction you give to this ratzon lekabel is up to your character. But that ratzon lekabel, if it is not there, God cannot affect you. God cannot lashpia. That ratzon lekabel, in a purer sense, got to be there. So God can lashpia. If that ratzon lekabel is not there, how is going to get a lashpia chokhmah? Look how important it is. That what you do with this ratzon lekabel. You have choice? Yes, it's as purest as it can come. All that goodness that God wants to affect Lehit Pashet, that's the Or Chochmah. But in the Or Chochmah, there is a ratzon lekabel as purest and is not considered aviut. That means is not considered, if you take it, any shinui tzura. However, since this ratzon lekabel comes to a point of revelation, it's going to express itself. Because it is a ratzon lekabel. It has to express itself. The free will is that I should be able to express what I desire. No problem. Let's follow.
That you talked about, if it stays in the state of your mind and you don't reveal it, then it's not
hold on. You still give direction to your thoughts in your mind. And that we are now considering, because if you are tapping into the level of neshama, you need be able to have a pure thought. Because if you are not starting to control the thought, you are not going to control the action either. Because as soon as your thought is already taken over by your heart, you are done. You are goodbye, you are adios, you are going to do it. One way or another. So we are going one level. I mean, come on, let's expand a little bit.
It sounds like Bina, it sounds like it's our ego.
Bravo, ego takes care of the Bina. That's bravo, because it catches it. comes in control of it. Very true. But now we're going to learn Bina has three levels. We did, Baruch Hashem, today an improvement in understanding these four phases. And then as soon as we put this head together, then the rest of the body will be much easier, much easier. The fact is that then I have to deal with another memshelet. It's a memshelet of Eretz, it's a heart. As soon as I have a good understanding. Yeah. Okay. And let's again read a little bit more. Omnam ratzon lekabel ze eino nichshav leshinui tzura leaviyut kol kach mipnei sheharatzon lekabel zu higi ala mikoach elyon haynu miketer ki ratzon leashpia beketer mechuyav bechlet et haratzon lekabel shebechokhma. Veze shekatuv harav shechokhma mekabel al yadei keter. And now you understood what's the definition of al yadei keter. It's a koach elyon, comes and gives you an opportunity. Kolomar shebechinat kabbalah shebechokhma higi ala al yadei keter umikocho. Va'al ken aviyut michachmat ratzon lekabel ze kalush meot. That aviyut is kalush. It's not that expressive. והוא המכונה בחינת א'. We remember now what בחינת א' means, and from now on, every time we say בחינת א', we're referring to חוכמה, to this idea of קבלה על ידי קטר. Now, we go further, דלת, from the ארי, above, אך בינה קיבלה אור האינסוף על ידי הרחקה. Now, what that means, that בינה קיבלה, she received from herself, but al yadei archaka. Now, what is this al yadei archaka? That's something addition. So here goes pirush, dalet or pinimi. Ki hachokma dercha leitavot bederech hitpashtuta ki begamara hitpashtuta mitgaber ba'aratzo. He says that gives you the characteristic of this chokma. What is this characteristic of chokma? Leitpashet. Continuously leitpashet until this ratzon lekabel that is within it in absolute form reveals itself to be an opportunity for it to be revealed in tiferta, in its utmost potential, it for its all purpose to the fullest. This chokhmah hakol בחוכמה עשית. That means this חוכמה will do everything possible, מידה כנגד מידה. Everything with מידות, precision, בצדק. To bring it to what? That this רצון לקבל to be fulfilled. To be expressed in order to be fulfilled. Because if it is not there, in its potential, the light in potential cannot affect. Are we clear on this? Ki begamar hitpashtuta mitgaber ba'aratzon. Mitgaber, that means finally this ratzon is going to express itself in its full power. O memshechet or dechasadim mi ensof. מרחקת את עצמה, מרחקת את עצמה מאור החוכמה. בינה, go דלת, we read it from the beginning.
היום דלת, כי החוכמה דרכה להתעבוד בדרך התפשטותה, הוא מדבר על החוכמה.
נכון.
כי בגמר התפשטותה מתגבר ברצון, fine.
Now you are at the end of what? You are at the end of מלכות. At the end of חוכמה. Finally, this chokhmah gets revealed. Where it gets revealed?
No, but it says, next sentence said, "Umerachet et atzma meod meor chokhmah."
No, okay. No. It says, "Pirush says, mitgaber ba haratzon o memshechet or dechasadim mi'anen sof."
V'ma mishpat haba?
או מתרחק את עצמה מאור חוכמה.
אבל איך אור חוכמה מתרחק מאור חוכמה?
That means whatever this Or Chokhmah is, she goes against it.
Who is she?
Bina.
He didn't talk about Bina.
He says this transition is called Bina. This transition, very good. You are pushing it in order to clarify it for yourself and clarify it. This Chokhmah, as soon as the Ratzon Lekabel comes, Bina takes over because there is a Ratzon Lekabel. Bina takes over. She mitgaber. She says, you know, I don't want this. I don't want Ratzon Lekabel. Mitgaber. But she doesn't mitrachek et atzma mi enzov. She gets a new light because she says, I don't want Ratzon Lekabel. She simply says, I don't want Ratzon Lekabel. She exercises a choice. She says, I don't want a Ratzon Lekabel. So for that, a new light called Or Chasadim comes from enzov. Okay, let me then read it for 1 second. Okay, Sassi, look at me. Look at me, please. How this system from Chokhmah goes to Bina? We said there is a igul, kav, between Keter and Chokhmah. Then there is igul of Bina, and then there is a kav. We said the revelation of everything is done at the end phase of Malchut. If anything gets revealed, it's Malchut. The light of Chokhmah comes to Sefira Chokhmah that has Eser Sefirot. The Shalosh Rishonim, the Gimel Rishonim, are Igulim, and then goes through a Kav, and when it reaches the Malchut, it reveals itself. What reveals in the Malchut of Chokhmah? What reveals?
Bina.
No, it reveals a Ratzon Lekabel. Nachon, because there was a Ratzon Lekabel, and it's wanted to have a vessel to Lashbia. That is the purpose of Chokhmah. Now, the Malchut of Elyon, we said, is the Keter of Tachton. So that means now this Malchut becomes Keter that is going to influence Bina. Nachon? Now, Bina goes through Hitgabrut. Now, what is Hitgabrut? She receives a Ratzon Lekabel. She gets an idea of Ratzon Lekabel. Kalush. Kalush, she gets an idea. It's a Kalush Ratzon Lekabel. It's not really complete Aviyut. Don't forget. It's Kalush. Now, Bina gets this idea that there is a Ratzon Lekabel. Bina is an understanding perfectly that what Ensof wants. Because she is capable to get light from Ensof. And she says, the idea is not for me to have a Ratzon Lekabel, that's why there is a Tzimtzum, because Bina understands the Tzimtzum. She comes from the world of Tzimtzum. It's not to Ratzon Lekabel, so she mitgaber on the idea, which is the Ratzon Lekabel that comes from Chokhmah. She says no to this idea, and she gets a new light called Or Chasadim from Ensof. Because she says no to the Ratzon Lekabel. And she receives an Or of a Ratzon Lehitpashet. Go slowly here. It is a Ratzon Lekabel in her Keter. She mitgabers on that idea. And she says, and because she is mitgaber, she receives Or, new light called Or Chasadim, which is hafuch לאור חוכמה. That's why is רחוק from אור חוכמה. אור חוכמה, רצון להתפשט, כלול, רצון לקבל. בינה receives this רצון לקבל, מתגבר on this רצון לקבל, and because she מתגבר על הרצון לקבל, she gets a new light called אור חסדים, which is הפוך לאור חוכמה. Bravo, reveals that Chokhma by being similar to Bina. That's why second Hey and the first Hey are in reality the same. One is Yuval, that means 50th gate. One is Malchut, Eretz Tachton. And in between is Vav. That's Maim Elyonim, Maim Tachtonim. That is the Rakia.
Exactly what happens in the eye.
Eye receives, but it has to go three phases before the mind corrects it, understands that this is hafuch, changes it, and what you see is a straight. Same relation between Keter Chokhma Bina. Keter Chokhma Bina. Now, let's go. We are Baruch Hashem. We are mitkadmim. Let's read it now again from the Dalet, from Pirush. כי החוכמה דרכה להתעבוד בדרך התפשטותה, כי בגמר ההתפשטותה מתגבר בה הרצון. That means now the רצון is in charge. This רצון that was כלול באור חוכמה. או ממשכת, it says, בה, who is בה? It says, in this vessel. And this vessel is a ratzon lekabel. Memshechet or chasadim, but this entity pulls or chasadim, mi ensof, umeracheket et atzma. Who is atzma? Zebina. Meracheket et atzma. It's distance mi or chokhma. Same way when the moon comes closest to chokhma, first is closest to chokhma. She doesn't reveal herself. Why did I give you this example? When she's closest to Chokhmah, there is no Bina. But when she mitracheket et atzma, she becomes full blown.
That's why she becomes.
But the light of the moon is different than the light of the Chokhmah. The light of the moon is Lavan, Chasadim. No, yeah, yes, bravo. This is the Chokhmah, is to understand the interaction between, Hashem doesn't give it to you just
between.
The Or Chokhmah, but is it Or Chokhmah? Is it Or HaShemesh? We know that it's Or HaShemesh. So, Ha'or Ein Sof, huh? I'm getting goosebumps.
It's not about a good. The process makes it.
The vessel changes. Bravo. It's what changes the richuk, the shinui, causes this revelation. The shinui. Only the shinui. But the light is the light. Okay? So now we know that from Ein Sof there are two lights. One is Chokhmah, that Kalul inside the Ratzon Lekabel, and second one is Chasadim, and the Arav explains the following. He says, Zehu asta mikoach ha'itorerut ha'atzma. She did it on her Atzma, so there is Atzmut here. Then there is, here there is a free will. There is a capability. There is a capability. There is a force. There is an energy that mit'orer, that can be awakened. It is giving you. It's not the Ratzon Lekabel, only it is for the cause, for a reason. Atzma velo mikoach elyon, and there is not, you cannot say God is controlling my destiny. Is God controlling? Is Chokhmah controlling Bina? Everything came from Chokhmah. Hakol b'Chokhmah asita. But is Chokhmah controlling Bina? No, she says she wakes up. So you wake up too. You have a choice. You cannot express you don't have a choice. God gave you an idea, woke you up, but that doesn't mean that He's going to know what you're going to do. That's your choice. That's right.
So she became Gibor.
That's right. She said, you know what? I don't like this idea. I want to go hafuch the idea.
And how this consciousness came and became a rise in her? What did it made her to think this way? Since everything is...
Because she understood she's a Sefirat Aven Sof. The understood is not purpose, is not to receive.
How did she know that?
Tzimtzum. She knows the idea of the Tzimtzum. Of course, she's Bina. We are talking about the first understanding of ever. Ever. While Ken Nifchana Ratzon Azele Bechinat Aviud Mu'atat. Mu'eted. Mu'eted. You remember we said Mu'eted is Memtet? Vehi Yetira Mi Aviud Shebechokhma. Yetira. It is our. What did you tell me? What this word Yetira brings you? What the word Yetira brings you? Neshama Yetira. That's the Yetira means. Here it is. You got the capability of expansion. Because there is Aviyut. If there is no Aviyut, there is no expansion. ולכן בהכרח שעל ידי שינוי זה נפרש מחוכמה לבחינת מיוחדת. Again, another word. Rav is giving you a remez. You say, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Who is this Echad? Who Yachid? Who Meyuchad?
Special.
Meyuchad. Specifically, Midah Keneged Midah. Well-designed, perfect fit. Meyuchad. Specific. Well-defined. ונקראת בשם בינה, או בחינת בית. So I tell you, בחינת בית, you gotta know the whole שבח. Now it's, the language is, it's a, you gotta wrestle with it a little bit.
It's like to understand the process, the system, not only the language, to understand how it works.
Amen. Amen. But the language is supposed to help you. It's to come. When you open it, it's beautiful. Now let's go with this. Ketuv Rav Shebina Kibla Or En Sof Al Yedei Harchaka Ki Aviyut Debichinat Bet Hanizkal Lemala Mechune B'Shem Harchaka. He says, you know what? What it means? You got an idea? Distance yourself from the idea. That means look at it from the far. Say, hey, wait a minute. Let me look at you. Hey, take a step back. In army, we say stand down. Until you don't stand down, you don't get the pekuda. It says stand down. You go stand down. The higher level comes from you. What do? You stand down. You don't hey to him. You go, pow, excuse me. True? So he says, "Mishum shehirchika et atzma milekabel or chokma, because she hirchika, she had the ratzon, pure ratzon lekabel, but he says, wait a minute, I have an opportunity to receive. Hey, let me go and do netilad yadayim. Hey, let me take care of the business prior, and then I'll talk to you. כדי לקבל את האור דחסדים כמבואה לעל, ממש אין התגברות הרצון הזה נחשבת לאביות גמורה. Still, the אביות is not really We said mu'at, but it's not kalush, it's mu'at, but it's not complete yet. Beautiful terminologies. I mean, come on, there is no language in the world that beats this language. Mamash and Mishum, show me bichinat ha-ratzon la-shpia. And what is the Or Chasadim? Afuch to what Chochmah is. Chochmah is a ratzon lekabel, Or Chasadim is ratzon la-shpia. Yes, now you're going to a Zerampin that has that Chochmah within, but not for herself, for itself, but to la-shpia. So that means if you go to the Chochmah, you take the Chochmah, you grab Chochmah, you grabbed what? Ratzon Lekabel. But you know there is this Chochmah. You say, wait a minute, Chochmah, stay here. You don't go anywhere. You grab the Chasadim. That means first you have to find the Ratzon Lashpia, then grab the Ratzon Lekabel. That becomes chasadim mechusim. That means it's chasadim mechuse. There is a chokhmah mechuse bechasadim. That means you carry it as a tzaddik. You become a tzaddik. You have the shefa, you have the bracha, not to hold on it for yourself, but you are do tzedakah out of it. Give me 5 more minutes. והשוואת הצורה למעציל, כמו שכתוב לעיל, אמנם, עבה ביותר מבחינת א', כי הבחינת א', כל הרצון שבה אינה שלה, אלא על ידי כתר כנזכר למעלה. אמנם, בחינת ב' כבר פעלה מתוך התגברותה עצמה את הרצון שבה. ועל כן נחשבת לבחינת בית שהוא על כל פנים השורש לרצון לקבל השלם. שבזה היא נבחנת לאהבה ביותר מבחינת א' והבן היטב. That means if 50 million more time you read this, you have not read enough. Now we are going into a Shabbat הגדול. That means we are going to the Malchut revelation of this Ratzon Lekabel. Why did we say Pesach? Now, here is your Rosh. Tell me, what is the Malchut of your Rosh? Pe. That's why you call it Pesach. That means with this Pe that you receive, which is Chochmah, first night, you can write your Sach Chaim. Now, you tell me, my dear lady, that your question was, do we have free will or we don't? Is that clarified precisely where you make the choices? What level you make choices? Now, of course, to pass this on to a naive person, I really call him naive, it's very difficult because they cannot see it. It's extremely difficult concept for a naive person to see what is this all about.
The choice is to reverse the hapuch. The choice is not to say...
Grab it.
Grab it.
Choice is not grab it. The choice is not to be in a hurry. The choice is not to come to my own conclusion. My own conclusion always is avuch. Do I believe in that? I don't. With Rat Hashem, because when the day that we are successful to be able to go into the Marechet, which is Shalosh Ed Regalim, gives you the possibility of cleansing the goof, cleansing the body in the five levels. What do you have? In your bone, the moach, the bone. The moach is the keter, then the bone, then the gidim, then the basar, then the or. Five levels. You gotta cleanse this in five levels.
That's so true. That I honestly, I am so blessed.
To ein, to become or. The Ayin become Aleph. The Ayin, what are you talking? The Ayin, which Ayin? This Ayin, yes, the Ayin, the Ayin. The Ayin to become Or. That means I don't see things afuch. I see straight what the Hashem wants and done with. Bravo, bravo! It's this Ayin. Why you say take the tzitzit v'ra'ita oto? Look at the tzitzit. People hanging the tzitzit outside for what? It says Ayin. It says that mitzvah is gonna make the Ayin to Aleph. This Ayin that haya shevirat keilim, because what you saw, Alev roe from where? Lev chomer. יפה מאוד, רזר ברוך, תודה רבה לך. His Liberian. אפשר לקבל מכתב להעביר חומץ?
כן.
בבקשה.
חומץ יש לי ביטחון
כבר. אני צריך למכור הרבה.
לא דיברת באימייל?
No, I didn't receive the email. Oh, no email? No, I don't have email.
Today I'm receiving the email.
I don't have email. Online?
Yeah.
Oh, I rather, I have to sell. Shabbat Shalom.